Hello again. This is the second of my biblical reflections stimulated by reading John Carroll's book, The Wreck of Western Culture. One of the points he exposes in the book is the humanist claim of both the Renaissance and the Enlightenment that humans claim to be the I Am. They claim to be able to control their life and to determine their own future by exercising freedom and by exercising rationality. I am who I am and I will be who I will be. But of course it was God, back in Exodus chapter 3, talking to Moses, who called himself I Am. Because God, you see, is self-authenticating. He depends upon no one and upon nothing, because he is before all things and he has made all things, and he's made them actually out of nothing. To replace God as the I Am with ourselves as the I Am is the heart of humanism. But it's not simply humanism, it's the heart of atheism. And not simply atheism, but the heart of humanity, for it's the very heart of sin. Atheism says there's no God. But the Bible says in Psalm 14, the fool says in his heart, there's no God. For atheism is not an intellectual debate, but a rationalization of sin. Atheism doesn't simply reject God. Atheism replaces God, most commonly with self. Atheism replaces God's I Am with the human or the personal I Am. I mean, listen to some of them. The ancient philosopher Protagoras said, man is the measure of all things, the things that are and the things that are not. And the 19th century poet Swinburne said, I am the master of my fate and the captain of my soul. The 20th century feminist Greer said, women must define their own values, order their own priorities, and decide their own fate. And the 20th century existentialist wrote, life has no meaning a priori. It's up to you to give it a meaning. And value is nothing but the meaning that you choose. All through the 20th century, late 20th century, counsellors were trained in non-judgmentalism and self-determination. The 21st century naturalists said, we actually provide the purpose in a universe that otherwise would have none. And when you go to the RSL or the Leagues Club and listen to the baby boomers joining in chorus and singing, I did it my way. Even the harmless Disney World sang in the 21st century, it's time to see what I can do to test the limits and to break through. No right, no wrong, no rules for me. I'm free. Well, enough. I could go on all day quoting atheist beliefs in themselves. The whole self-help industry of you can be whatever you want to be, you know, you make your own luck, or follow the dreams and transform your life, or always above all else be true to yourself, which of course is Shakespeare. It's all built on the idea of human freedom to be who we want to be the I Am. What most people don't realize is this is the very heart of sin, the heart of my own sin. For while most people are not intellectual atheists, so for we say that we believe in God, yet we're practical atheists, for we live as if there is no God. We don't live with God as God, but live the life we choose for ourselves, with God as a kind of backup in to help us in times of need, or possibly to blame in times of trouble. Jesus said in Mark chapter 12, the greatest commandment, the most important, is, Hear, O Israel, Yahweh our God, Yahweh is one, and you shall love Yahweh your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. We've all broken that greatest commandment, haven't we? But sin is not breaking laws. Breaking laws is just the symptom of the disease. Sin is rejecting the idea of law. It's being lawless, it's being an outlaw, placing ourselves outside the law. As 1 John chapter 3 says, sin is lawlessness. But it's more. Sin is rejecting the lawgiver. And the chief way we reject the lawgiver is by making ourselves into the lawgiver, the lawmaker, is by changing who the I am of our life is. We determine for ourselves what is right and what is wrong, what we want to do with our lives. Moralists, like the humanists, are the epitome of sin, for they have replaced the great I am of the universe with the I am of me. And humanity is comprised of such sinners, for we're all sinners, as we all replace the truth of Yahweh, the great I am, with the lie of ourself as the I am of my own life. Next time, we'll look at God's reaction to our rejection of him. Oh, in the meantime, don't forget to register for our live streaming of the Queen's Birthday Conference on the 8th of June. The title is 2020, A Vision We Didn't Expect to See, which is pretty true of 2020. Just go to philipjensen.com and click on the slider image when it comes along. Bye for now.